of nicotinic acid.
Welcome to the Cosmic Overdrive, your source of deranged music on Intergalactic FM. Your host for this evening, Rude 66.
Nice to hear this again, Cop Shoot Cop and $10 Bill opening Cosmic Overdrive episode number 111 from a rainy Amsterdam after it's been really warm here today. But, you know, when you're going to play this kind of music, you don't want warm weather. You want dark, rainy, well, whatever it is now. Anyway, the weather is working in our favor. Cop Shoot Cop from the album Ask Questions Later from 1993. And this track was kind of their hit. Well, not, it wasn't really a hit, but I remember you could see this a lot of times on MTV when MTV was still relevant in the early 90s, and it sort of became their most well-known song. But they are a largely forgotten band, unfortunately, these days, because I always really liked them. I saw them live several times, and I like the way they kind of mixed the early industrial sound with noise, and also the more the later, like more metal industrial sound of bands like Nine Inch Nails. I think they were also on the Interscope label for a while. It's sort of a crossover band in that way. They're also a bit later in the. In the noise style that we are doing a special about tonight. Originally founded in New York, the New York No Wave movement. But as we find out tonight, there's been stuff like that made way, way, way before that. And we're going to play some of that later on. But I'm going to play you the next band, just like Cop Shoot Cop, also from New York. But this goes back 6 or 7 years earlier. Actually, this is a record from 1987. But the band goes back to the early 80s, 82, I think they were founded. Also, another band that never got any... commercial recognition for their music, but one of my favorite bands from this whole genre. And the band is called Life Skull, the track is called Machete from the Dusted album.
Thank you.
You just heard my all-time favorite track to clear a party at your house. If there's any unwanted guests left, you play this. And within about 2 minutes, everybody is gone. This track outdates everything by about 20 years that we're going to play tonight. It's an absolutely amazing track. It's from 1969. And it's not by some weirdo avant-garde experimental noise band or whatever that nobody's ever heard of. This is actually a track by Chicago, the same band that would later become one of the most successful bands in America, with sappy, shitty ballads and yucky, really awful stuff. But this is an amazing track. This is from their first album, the Chicago Transit Authority, from April 1969. And this is original guitar player Terry Kath, who died in 1978. He recorded this whole thing in one take, and he was obviously inspired by Jimi Hendrix. But I think it's fascinating that a band that can record all that shitty stuff later on can do something like this in the early days. Really fantastic track. And as far as I could tell, it's like the earliest like real noise track that's like only a pure feedback and no song structure whatsoever. Anyway, we're gonna continue now back to the 80s, and we're moving from America. We're staying in America, but we're moving to Texas. And if I say Texas and noise, then if you know anything about this kind of music, you know that there's only really one band that we can be talking about, and it's of course the Butthole Surfers. This is from their album Low-Cost Abortion Technician from 1987, sort of the best year for this kind of music. Lots of good albums came out in that time. Anyway, this track is Graveyard. We'll be right back. The Mighty Flipper and Love Canal from the Love Canal 7-inch single from 1981 on Subterranean Records. And the other track on that single, Ha Ha, was also featured on a compilation from Alternative Tentacles, I think it was. Let Them Eat Jelly Beans with Ronald Reagan on the cover. And when I bought that record, that's how I first learned about Flipper. And what the fuck is this? And then I was in San Francisco in 87 for the first time, and I bought all their records that I could find there, because that's the city that Flipper comes from. And I also saw them live there. A fantastic experience that was. And anyway, a hugely influential band on a lot of bands that that came after that. Anything from later noise bands to a lot of bands from the grunge scene. The guys from Nirvana were known to be big Flipper fans. And Flipper has existed throughout the years. They still exist these days. With I think with only two of the original members, because it's one of those bands that quite a few, I think two or three members died throughout the years, usually of overdoses and that kind of stuff. I think one of the guys from Nirvana played in Flipper. I think the drummer played in for a little short while a few years ago in Flipper as a replacement drummer, because it's also one of those bands that goes through drummers like underwear. So, but they still exist. You can probably still see them. I haven't seen them here in Holland, but I know I've seen they play shows in America. So, legendary band. Anyway, we're moving on to another band that is equally legendary in this scene, I would say. They formed in Coldwater, Michigan in 1975, and they've been active probably until today. I think they still exist, and they're known for playing untuned guitars. And there's a very famous quote from the lead singer, Jet Fair, who is also the guitar player, that the only chord he knows is the chord that connects his guitar to his amplifier. And I always thought that was a great great quote. We're talking, of course, about Half Japanese, another one of those bands that has never really broken through, because well, most of their stuff is just too extreme and too weird. Only a very large or a very small, not large, small, but a very loyal following buys their records, goes to their shows, underground forever. But another band that's been very, very influential on a lot of other bands later that became more successful. Anyway, this is from 1988, from their album Charmed Life, and the track is also called Charmed Life. Yeah.
I'm leaving.
Hello, operator, give me no man's land. Collect calls to no one at all. Been yelling into an empty closet, to the point of no return and no deposit. Killing and watching while Rome points. I roll the dice the one time.
hardcore with a Fairlight fetus throwing no scraping. This is there have been so many fetuses that I always lose which fetus is what. This was Scraping Fetus of the Wheel, and the track was called The Throne of Agony. And I actually used to play this album, Nail, from 85. I bought it new when it came out, and I used to play this so much that I actually knew about 99% of the lyrics. And if I hear the track back now, I still remember most of it. I don't even remember all the other fetus pseudonyms that that Jim Thirlwell used, originally from Australia, and he did all kinds of really, really crazy stuff. And the cool thing that I always liked about it was, first of all, that it was all electronic. There are guitars in it, but it's all sampled stuff. And second of all, if you listen to the lyrics, it's pretty extreme stuff. But there is also a very sick sense of humor in it, and that's something that I miss that with a lot of these more experimental and more noise bands. It's all such a serious stuff, and then along comes Mr. Fetus and kicks them all in the nuts, and I like that. So absolutely a classic album, Nail. I think it's Hole and Nail from 84-85. Those are his best albums. He made really cool stuff before that and really cool stuff after that too. But for me, this is the highlight of the Fetus catalog. So if you see it, buy it, because it's a listening trip. I can assure you that. Anyway, we're moving this time to out of America. Most of the stuff that we play is American. Fetus originally Australian, and for the next track we're moving to Japan, because they also know how to make noise there. This is a little bit later. There were two bands that came up in the early 90s that played noise stuff in a very Japanese way, very, very chaotic, almost like a mixture of noise and free jazz. One of them were the Boredoms, and the other one is this band, The Ruins, and the track is called Acid Blue. Thank you. Sonic Youth en Tom Violence. De opening track from the Evil album from 86. En for me, from their best period when they moved sort of from really experimental noise stuff to more song-orientated rock material. And I don't really care for the later stuff when they are too much rock for me. But this album, Evil, and the one before this, Bad Moon Rising, are for me the two highlights of the Sonic Youth career, and I'm not going to tell you anything more about them because whole books have been written about Sonic Youth. So if you want to know more about them, well, you know where to find it. I'm going to continue a little quicker because we're running out of time, and we still have quite a few tracks to play. So for the next band, I'm only going to tell you that they came from San Diego, formed in 91. This track is from 93. They're called Truman's Water, one of the most manic mad bands that I've ever had the pleasure of watching live. And this track is called, great, they always had such great titles. This track is called Our Doctors Think We Are Blind. We'll be right back. 25 years old, and it still leaves you speechless, at least. With me, The Swans from the Holy Money album, Hanging, the opening track from 86, it was already. Amazing, amazing stuff. It kind of reduces everything else that we played on this show to Britney Spears level. It's absolutely amazing. I can play one last track, and I'm only going to play maybe 1/20th of the thing, but we can have a noise special without the godfather of the whole scene, kind of by accident, because the album was recorded just to fulfill obligations to the record label, but nonetheless it became a classic in its own right. And of course we're talking about Lou Reed and this Metal Machine Music album, and I'm gonna play a little bit from Metal Machine Music Part 1. It'll only be a minute or 2 minutes, but we'll do another one, another show where we'll play the whole track. Anyway, next week, Cosmic Overdrive 112. And until then, good night.